Okie dokie, so. This is being recorded, like, directly after I uploaded my, verification for this sub. So, questionnaire. Petals, questions prepared before pondering. Or the 18 petals flower questionnaire. Sorry, the title is just... Okie doke. Question one. What does your recording / editing setup look like? Was it easy for you to figure out... Figure everything out and learn how to use these things right away? Well, seeing as I do most of my recording on my phone... and or my frankly absolutely shitty earbuds, I don't really use an editing software. I just do the cut and thing, whatever you can do with Apple's, whatever the app is called, I don't know. It comes with the phone. If you have an Apple, if you have an iPhone, you know what I mean. If not, it's, yeah, Google it. I'm too lazy to, and tired and exhausted to explain it. Where do you typically record? What positions do you usually situate yourself in? Normally I'm just at my desk, or previously, like, before I got entirely moved into my apartment. It was like my bed, and not even like in an entirely sexual way. It was just like I'm comfortable there and I can just sort of relax, and it's easier to record properly when you're relaxed. So yeah. Were you nervous to begin uploading your voice onto GWA or any erotic audio hosting website of GWA wasn't your first or only? Why or why not? Not particularly. I mean, afterwards I'm sort of like, what the fuck am I doing? But honestly, not really. It was sort of a spur of the moment decision, like, oh hey, this looks interesting. Oh, I'm gonna try this. What? People like it? Oh, I'm gonna continue. Yeah, so, I don't know. Maybe it's just some sort of weird validification thing that I need to do, or whatever, to, like, be happy with myself. I'm tired. Why did I decide to do this? It's not even that late. Rip and rest. What advice would you give to someone who is new and perhaps nervous as well to the erotic audio game? What would you suggest they do to calm their nerves? What are the words of encouragement you would give to them? I'm like the last person who should ever be asked this. So basically my advice is just fuck it. Go do it if you really want to. Like, forget about, like, family members or whoever will find it, possibly, most likely not. If you want to do it, do it. It's your decision, it's your life. And I'm getting continuous. What the fuck? Continuous notifications from an app. Why? I did not sign up for this. I am not about this life. What is an audio on GWA you would love to hear but just hasn't happened yet, or how would you prefer have preferred for it to be done? I don't know. I've always thought this was really weird, but I'm really into, like, really into, impreg. But, I don't know. I got into it when I was really, really young. I don't know if it has something to do with, like, not technically knowing my parents, per se? I don't know. It's weird and complicated, and I have a really big family. But, I don't know, I like mixes of, like, rough sex, but also not, like, fuck, I don't know how to describe it, it's like gentle doming, gentle verbal doming, but then, like, really, really rough physical contact, like, I don't know. It's sort of like my weird fascination with, like, I don't know. Normally I'm not into breath play, but it's like I'm 900% or more okay with the idea of, oh god, this sounds so stupid. Ah! I'm 900%. I can't say it. I can't say. Oh my god. I'm like, I'm blushing right now. Oh my god. My ears are red. I'm like 900% okay with the idea of Kylo Ren choking me. But, oh god, I can't believe I said that. Oh, I've texted it to people before, but saying it out loud is something completely different. Oh my god. Yeah, moving on. Question 6. You're fuming with anger toward your partner, and suddenly in the middle of it, you're venting, they kiss you. What the fuck? Why, man? Why? What are your feelings in that moment? Lust, adoration, even more anger? Please explain. Well, first of all, what the fuck, man? Why are you kissing me when I'm ranting? You know better than to do that. I like my ranting, thank you very much, and the neighbor's doing some... thing. Very loud upstairs. I don't know what it is. Honestly, I'd probably just be, like, really pissed, and then I'd get into it, and then there would be, like, I don't know, angry sex afterwards. And then really, really loving, slow makeup sex. Because, you know, aftercare. That shit's good. 7. What is a philia or fetish you just don't understand or see any appeal to whatsoever? What's the reason for your answer? I don't really understand the attraction to animals, or rather people dressed up in fursuits. So just the entire furry fetish, I don't get it. Like, I hear what people say, I read what people write, but it just doesn't fit in my head. Like, why? It's a rhetorical question. Please don't answer that in the comments. Or no, yes, answer that. Ramble away. Rambles are good. Eight. What are some minuscule, passive, nearly insignificant actions that someone can do that'd make you nearly come right then and there? I don't know. Like, if a guy has a really, like, naturally deep voice, like, clearing his throat or, like, laughing really, like, genuinely, that just is like, oh my god, yes. And then, like, for girls, it's, I don't know, it really depends on the person, but, it's like, I don't know. Girls I just like in general. Because, you know, most girls are soft and soft. I don't know. They're good cuddles. Cuddling is good. I don't know. I've had more emotional support from females than males in my life, so I don't know. Maybe it's just that that's the basis of my attraction. Who knows? Name your most significant point on your sex bucket list. Like, think of something sexual you totally have to do before you die, and describe it as vividly as you can. I don't really know. Like, I mean, compared to a lot of people on here, I'm relatively vanilla. But, yeah, it's just, well, I don't really have one, honestly. Like, whatever my future partners, whichever I end up with, polyamory is A+, man. Yeah, I don't really have anything significant on my sex bucket list as of the moment. But, I'm sure something will come up later on. I'll do a retake of this, like, in 2 years, and it's like, yo, what up? Yeah. If you choose to remain anonymous on GWA, is it because you're more worried about people in real life finding out about your profile, or people on the internet finding you in real life? If you do not choose to remain anonymous, why is that? I prefer to stay anonymous because, very conservative family members, because, you know, it's like, nah, ain't about that. And it's just like, I would never hear the end of it and probably get disowned, and it's like, sexually repressed family life, it's wonderful. What was your high school / secondary school experience like, if you attended, that is? If not, what were you like as an adolescent? How do you describe your life, your personality, and your mindset at the time? Well, I mean, seeing as I still am technically a high schooler, even though I'm an adult, I'm a baby adult. I'm just in my senior year. I am ridiculously long. I am a lung. Yes, it is me. Hello. I know that I'm, like, ridiculously young, and it's kind of stupid, but, you know, this is fun. It passes the time. I used to go to a college prep school that went from 8 till 5, and so, going from 7 until 2:45 is like, I've got all this time that I don't know what to do with, so it's like, hey, why not do this? It also, like, I don't know, it helps me get to know my body better, and so, it's freeing, I guess. I don't know. How much have you changed since your 18th birthday? What are some words of wisdom you give to the new adults of the subreddit, and the world for that matter? Well, I mean, seeing as my 18th birthday happened really recently, it's like, honestly, I could be the one using words of wisdom from y'all peoples on here, because I'm a baby adult. I do not know what to do. But, you know, college, that sort of thing. 13. What is your favorite scent? Do you associate it with anything in particular? Does it conjure any sort of nostalgia? If you have a story, feel free to share it. If not, that's cool too. Okay, I think my favorite scent is, like, this is hard. Damn. Probably like honeysuckle and lavender and vanilla. I don't know. My grandparents, in one of their old houses, they had a huge, like, huge honeysuckle bush. It was like 15 feet high and like 20 feet long. I don't know. It was enormous, at least to me as like a 6-year-old. And I just remember running around inside it and crawling and making up forts and stories and traveling to Narnia and all that. It was just really fun. And then I just really like the scent of vanilla and lavender in general. Name a turnoff, perhaps the smallest, most bearable turnoff of the extensive list you've got. Yo, what gives you the idea that I've got an extensive list of turnoffs? I don't know, I've never actually listed it, so, anyways, and then name an absolute deal breaker. Okay, so probably one of the smallest is like, just not being self-sufficient. Or wait, no. You know what? I'm gonna do this backwards. Deal breaker or minor? Okay. Deal breaker is not being self-sufficient. I've got my own emotional baggage and issues, and so like, if nuts. What was I saying? Self-sufficient, right? If you're not self-sufficient, I can't deal with that. I don't know. I've gotten into a few relationships in which I'm like, oh, hey, you're a great person. And then later on, I'm like, wait, I can't be, like, your mother for you. I need to be able to take care of I need you to be able to take care of yourself. And it's just, like, hard, especially when you really care about that person, but you know you just can't. I mean, it's just hard. The smallest, most bearable turnoff. I don't know. This is a pet peeve of mine with my father, but it sort of translates into everything else. So, slamming doors, if you're not, like, huffing off after a fight, and rattling the lock, because, like, we've had to replace so many locks and handles because of my dad shaking the door to make sure it's closed, and it's just like, ah. Fifteen. You are granted the opportunity to have the most tingly, intense, hair-raising, toe-curling, multiple screaming orgasms. To put it simply, the best sex of your life with one celebrity of your choice. Who the fuck would that be and why the fuck would that be? How do you imagine them to be in bed? Oh, shit. I feel really uncomfortable answering this, actually. Because, like, they're a real person. And I'm not. Like, I'm not a celebrity. No, I can't answer that. It just feels like an invasion of their privacy, and I'm just, nah. 16. If you enjoy the word daddy being used in a sexual manner, what is it about it that makes your genitals feel like they're on fire? If you don't enjoy that word being used, what is a word you like being called or you like calling others that you really love, and why do you love it? I mean, technically, physically, virgin, mentally, not. I don't actually know how much I enjoy being used, because I've never technically had the opportunity to. I don't know. I like being taken care of. Anyone likes being taken care of. But, I mean, it's just sort of, I don't know. It would be nice to be taken care of both in and out of the bedroom. And, I don't know, maybe that's just, like, a huge weakness for me. I wouldn't know. 17. Are you more confident / bold or shy / nervous in your audios than you are in real life? Or are you about the same? Which character-based audio of yours would you consider most representative of yourself? Well, I cannot see myself, fucking a stepbrother, or any, well, I mean, I used to have a crush on my cousin, but that's, like, normal, sort of, kind of, I don't know, I think that, in general, I tend to choose more confident characters, if only because I'm, like, super hella quiet in real life, unless I'm, like, really, really comfortable around you, yeah, I don't typically initiate anything romantic, unless it's like, no, I just never do it, period. Or at least not unless I know that my interest is reciprocated, and it's like, I don't know if you're flirting with me unless you actually, like, straight out fucking tell me I'm flirting with you, you dumb shit. And it's like, oh, whoops, my bad. Um, 18. A spell is cast on you by a sadistic sex witch, okay, wow, where you must choose between the following: have an intense, sporadic 10-minute orgasm every hour, or have your genitals stimulated once for no longer than 1 minute every 365 days and have an incredibly weak orgasm. Which do you choose and why? Well, you know. I think I'll go with the first choice, if only because it's a good one. I mean, would the, wait, no. Ah, shit, no, neither of these. This is a terrible question. No, it's great, but no, no. Yeah. Bye.